Reflection by Father Luis Suzano, Matthew 21, 33 to 43, 45 to 46. This is God's property. 1. He owned the land. The king is God. He is the landowner who owns life. He leases that life to you, the administrator. He asks you to take care of it and bear fruit. That land gives profit because every life gives profit. What's more, you give profit in this life and leave a great contribution in this world. But pride can lead you to believe yourself the owner of everything and not an administrator of everything. When we have material things and the power that they give us, nobody stops us. The issue is when you have to give an account for it all. That's where it gets complicated. That's when you realize that it is not so easy and that not everything is yours. How unfortunate it is when an administrator thinks he is an owner. 2. Vine growers. When our pride takes over, it can lead us to commit murder. There are people who lose their minds in life because they believe they are owners and they write their own story. But it is God who gives us the pencil and paper to write it with. The Lord also puts people in your life who are there to slow you down and remind you that you cannot walk through life just like that, with a galloping pride. This pride can lead to situations when you kill others with your hurtful words or with your attitudes. You kill with your criticism, and if others give you brotherly word of advice, it will go in one ear and out the other. God gives so many people to you to remind you that you should administer your life. So many situations to just demonstrate this to you, but you continue to take over as if nothing matters or as if nothing will happen if you don't change. 3. His son. Today you are invited to speak with the son. Approach Jesus and speak with him. Ask him what he wants from you and think about if you are really doing his will. Put your heart at his disposal. Bear your soul before him and hide nothing from him. Now it is time for you to take stock. Review the accounts of your life and accept your mistakes and your virtues. Accept the gains and losses you have in your life. Today, I think you should have a nice talk with God. He is a good landlord. He will not take away your profit. Instead, he will help you invest it and make it grow. Remember, you are the administrator of your life and God is the owner. Come on, we only have one life and it is beautiful. Enjoy it. God bless you in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And don't forget, heaven is our goal.